कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे राम राम हरे हरे श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की श्रीमद्भागवतम की। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुधीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो पंकजनाभाय नमो पंकजमालिने नमो पंकजनेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रे। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 3 एंटाइटल्ड कृष्णा इज द सोर्स ऑफ ऑल इनकार्नेशंस टेक्स्ट नंबर 7। द्वितीयं तु भवायास्य रसातलागतां महीं उद्धरिष्यन् उपादत्त यज्ञेश सौकरं वपु। द्वितीयं तु भवायास्य रसातलागतां महीं उद्धरिष्यन् उपादत्त यज्ञेश सौकरं वपु। द्वितीयं तु भवायास्य रसातलागतां महीं उद्धरिष्यन् उपादत्त यज्ञेश सौकरं वपु। द्वितीयं द सेकेंड टू बट भवाय फॉर द वेलफेयर अस्य ऑफ दिस अर्थ रसातल ऑफ द लोएस्ट रीजन गताम having gone, mahim, the earth, uddarishyan, lifting, upadatta, established, yagyesha, the proprietor or the supreme enjoyer, saukaram, hoggish, vapuhu, incarnation. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila S.A. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The supreme enjoyer of all sacrifices accepted the incarnation of a boar, the second incarnation, And for the welfare of the earth, he lifted the earth from the nether regions of the universe. Purport. The indication is that for each and every incarnation of the personality of Godhead, the particular function executed is also mentioned. There cannot be any incarnation without a particular function, and such functions are always extraordinary. They are impossible for any living being to perform. The incarnation of the boar was to take the earth out of Pluto's region of filthy matter. Picking up something from a filthy place is done by a boar, and the all-powerful personality of Godhead displayed this wonder to the asuras who had hidden the earth in such a filthy place. There is nothing impossible for the personality of Godhead, and although he played the part of a boar, by the devotees he is worshipped, staying always in transcendence. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Et Kripatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanyam Ishwaram Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchata Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we are reading about the different incarnations. And today especially is mentioned about the boar incarnation, the Varaha incarnation. And today's purport, very beautiful statement, which we will try to elaborate in today's class, where Srila Prabhupada says that there cannot be any incarnation without a function, particular function, and such functions are always extraordinary. We'll try to spend some time discussing this sentence of Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada also says they are impossible, these actions are impossible for any living being to perform. So today's purport, function of Varahadev. And Srila Prabhupada writes, what is the function of Varahadev? To take the earth out of filthy place, the Pluto's region of filthy place, from the Patala Loka, in the Garbhodak Ocean when Mother Earth had fallen, Varahadev had taken Mother Earth out. So, a boar generally has a nature to go to a filthy place and it starts enjoying the place. So, Lord Boar Avatar, the Vara Avatar, in that same proclivity of a boar, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, in the same proclivity of a boar, he picks up not just Mother Earth, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So in the same mood, just like a pig or a hog would go to the dirty place and pick up things from there, similarly when earth had fallen into the lowest region, Varahadev went and picked up earth. Similarly, Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, will pick us up also as we allow our consciousness to degrade and fall into very low, filthy state. So this is the theme which we will spend some time discussing. Also, this verse is a series of verses. If you see the third chapter, here this is an answer to one of the six questions that the sages of Naimisharanya, headed by Shaunaka Rishi, had asked Suta Goswami. And the fourth question they had asked was they wanted to know the adventures of various incarnations of the Supreme Lord. So that fourth question is being answered like this. So this is one of the answers to that question. So we'll take up this theme of the Lord picking up the conditioned souls from filth, which is Lord's extraordinary compassion. So, but before that, we also need to understand the tattva, the philosophy that Varahadev avatar represents. So there is philosophy and then there is the pastime of Varahadev. So once we know this, the philosophy and the pastime, then we can understand the purpose of the pastime. So basically all the three things we will discuss briefly, the philosophy, the pastime and the purpose of the pastime. So what is the philosophy? Philosophy is very simple to understand. You know, we have often quoted this fourth chapter, ninth verse of Gita. Janma karma cha me divyam. Evam yo veti tatvata. The Lord's pastimes are transcendental. His birth, his activities are not like our activities. Right? Also, ninth chapter, very beautiful verse. Krishna says, avajananti maam moodha. Manushim tanum ashritam. Manu thinks I am ordinary, material, is moodha. He is a fool. So when the Lord comes as Matsya Avatar, Varaha Avatar, Kurma, these are all appearing in different forms, different shapes, different species, but they are all transcendental. They are all extraordinary. They cannot be like our body. So this is the philosophical understanding. In Srimad Bhagavatam, see the conversation between Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj actually begins from the end of the first canto. And in the second canto, there are some dynamic question answers that happens. But at the end of the second canto, Parikshit Maharaj asks questions about various avatars and how they manifest in the history of this universe. This is what Parikshit Maharaj wants to know. So then, this is the end of the second canto. So then from the starting of third canto till the end of 11th canto of the Bhagavatam is this. In one day of Brahma, all the incarnations that happen are being mentioned. And we all know the cosmos is divided into different manvantaras. So the third canto to 7th canto, all the incarnations and pastimes are mentioned during the reign of the first Manu, Swayambhuva Manu. And then in the 8th canto, first chapter, very briefly, you know, just very quickly, Shukadeva Goswami gives us the 7 different Manus, the 7 next Manus. And then from the 8th canto to the 12th canto, the end of the Bhagavatam, is the reign of Vaivashvata Manu. And the incarnations during his reign. And Krishna also comes at during that. And our present period is also under his reign, Vaivashvata Manu's reign. And this pastime of Varahadev, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. So this pastime of Varahadev, which we are discussing today, in today's purport, is right at the beginning of the universe, during the Swayambhava Manu's reign. And Rupa Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, what he has done is, he has described all these avatars, the science of avatars, very nicely in detail in his Laghu Bhagavatamrita. And we all know Varahadev, we know his pastime, but Srila Rupa Goswami very nicely explains that there are two Varahadevs, actually, two types of Varahadev. The first is, you know, during the partial dissolution. So partial dissolution is when all planets are dissolved except the top three, you know. The Brahma Loka, Jana, Tapa, Satya Loka. These are the three lokas. They are not dissolved. And during this, this Varahadev is called as Shweta Varaha. He is white complexion and he is thumb size, comes from the nostril of Brahmaji. And he doesn't fight with Hiranyaksha. This Varahadev doesn't fight with Hiranyaksha. The second Varadev is a reddish complexion, Rakta Varana, Rakta Varaha. He is the one who has a battle with Hiranyaksha. So we know this Brahmanda, you know, there are 14 planetary systems. So one universe is this Brahmanda and the Garbhodak ocean, it is there. So, you know, with the top 7 planets, we have Bhu, Buha, Swa, Jana, Tapa, Loka. So Loka basically means a blessed planet. And the lower planets are the Tala. You know, Tala means it's like hellish, hell. So we have Rasatal, Mahatal, all that. And then last is Patal. So it is a dirty, filthy place, the hellish place. So like a pig will go to dirty, filthy place, Varadev went to that place and picked up Mother Earth. And now generally if a pig goes to a dirty place, and you know what the pig does generally, you've seen the boars in Vrindavan, we have seen, they'll come and they'll shake their body and that water comes out. And we generally get so conscious and we run away from that place. We don't want. But when Varadev picks up Mother Earth and places her back in her position, and then when Varadev starts shaking his body, all the devtas are desperate to get the Charanamrita. So it is a transcendental body. It is not like, he's not like us. So Jayadeva Goswami also very beautifully, you know, there is this Dashavatara Stotra we sing. Vasati Dashana Shikare Dharani Tava Lagna Shashini Kalanka Kaleva Nimagna Keshavadrita Shukara Rupa Jay Jagadisha Hare. So in this bhajan, very beautiful metaphor Jayadeva Goswami is giving. Shashini Kalanka Kaleva Nimagna. Like a moon, you know, moon has spots. So he says, just like the moon appears more beautiful because of the spots. And the spots also appear more beautiful because of the moon. The spots have no value otherwise. Like if your dhoti has spots, it doesn't look good. But on the moon, the spots look good. And the moon also looks good with those spots. So he says similarly, Vasati Dashana Shikare Dharani Tava Lagna, O my dear Lord, Varahadev, when you are carrying in your tusk Mother Earth looks very beautiful. And you also, in your transcendental beauty, gets more and more enhanced. So like that. So this is a very transcendental body, very beautiful pastime. And paradoxically, look at the paradox here. Generally, boar is dirty. And Varadev is the lord of, you know, the different incarnations are lords of different elements and different aspects in the Vedic culture. And Varadev is the lord of Yajna. And Yajna requires one to be very pure. High standards of cleanliness and purity is mentioned. So if Varadev is the lord of purity, so we know that the scriptures are therefore establishing very, very emphatically that this is basically a very important point to understand that the Lord is transcendental. We cannot use material logic. So this is the philosophy aspect that we have discussed. We are going to discuss three things we said. The philosophy, the pastimes and the purpose of the pastime of Varadev. So this is a philosophy which Srila Prabhupada has mentioned in today's purport. And then the pastime. So the pastime, all of us are familiar with Jay and Vijay. They were cursed by the four Kumaras because they prevented the four Kumaras from entering the seventh gate. And then the first incarnation of Jay Vijay as the demons was Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. So Hiranyaksha literally means what? Aksha means eyes. Hiranya means gold. So basically, eye of gold. But in this context, more appropriate translation of Hiranyaksha would be eye on gold. It's not eye of gold. So his eyes are on gold, always looking for gold. And, you know, like nowadays, the geopolitics is, everybody is hunting for oil. During those days, gold was the, demons were after gold. So all the gold he had accumulated, in fact the entire earth he had captured, Hiranyaksha. So powerful he was, he exploited Mother Earth, he destabilized her in the cosmic order, and that's how she fell from her position. So Hiranyaksha, he unleashed a reign of terror. And nobody could combat it. And he had this itch to fight. So he goes to Varuna Dev and he begs him,
अरे प्लीज आई बेग यू प्लीज फाइट विद मी यू नो वेरी सरकास्टिक एंड वेरी एरोगेंट. सो वरुण देव ऑल्सो इज वेरी स्मार्ट यू नो ही सेज सी आई एम एन ओल्ड मैन आई कांट फाइट विद यू यू रियली वांट टू फाइट वाई डोंट यू फाइट विद विष्णु ही इज द बेस्ट पर्सन फॉर यू. So this is how Asuras and Suras are always confronting, always giving trouble. Asuras always giving trouble. And their whole mood is ownership, capture. Whereas a Sura, Devata mood is somebody who is in the mood of Ishavasyam idam sarvam etkincha jagatyam jagat. Tena tektena bunjita nagrida kasya sviddhanam. He is in the mood of a caretaker. You know, he serves the Lord. So Srila Prabhupada also writes in one purport that demon is, definition of demon Prabhupada gives in one purport that demons are those who work very hard without benefiting even themselves. That is a demon. So in modern, by that definition, in modern times, you know who is a demon. Most people, most population will be demon. So Hiranyaksha exploited Mother Earth so much that Mother Earth fell into the Garbhodakosh. Now when we hear all this, you know, it may appear to be a phantasmagoria and a very fantastic kind of, you know, a as if it's some pigment of somebody's imagination. Because it's just not comprehensible to our tiny materialistic brain. That's why we had to first discuss the philosophy that Lord is transcendental. And even if you have to use logic, you have to understand that modern science cannot comprehend Varadev and the Lord's pastimes and the Bhagavatam's cosmology. It is beyond the modern science ability. Now, we are not saying this is wrong, that is right. You know, it's not like that. It is just that you know, like when Hiranyaksha was born, for example, there were many inauspicious signs. So the scientists sometimes mock at this. But if you see, even now, scientists admit that they are not able to understand how animals and birds, many times, they are able to get a sign before earthquake. Before tsunami, animals came to know that there is going to be tsunami. So these inauspicious signs described in the scriptures, they are not simply, you know, there are certain fine elements in nature and we really cannot understand what is there. And Bhagavatam covers that dimension. See, I am also from arts background. You know, I am not from science background. But at least I understand that I don't understand many things. So, the scientists have to accept that there is a certain dimension of reality which is beyond our capacity to fathom. Like, you know, what is an object? Now, according to quantum physics, what is an object is not simply dependent on that object. It is actually dependent on the observer. That is also, this is the basic postulation of quantum physics. So, like for example, let us say you have a chalk and you have coal. Chalk is white. Koila is black. So, you make it into powder. Black and white. And then you mix it, it becomes grey color. Now, there are two people. Somebody is seeing this as a grey colored powder. But then another person who takes this powder, puts it under a microscope, and he gets a vision of fine granules, white granule, chalk granule, the coal granule. So, now the question is, what is it? Is it chalk, coal, grey? What is it? So what it is dependent on the observer. So somebody is observing only the mixture. Somebody is observing the fine tune. So the point I'm trying to say is there is more to reality than what we observe. That is the point. And Srimad Bhagavatam observes the universe from a completely different perspective than what we observe. So see Srimad Bhagavatam is also observing the cosmos. The scientists are also observing. But they both are observing from a different scale of perception. That is the foundation. So, what is anything is dependent on how we perceive it. So, our observation of something is intrinsically dependent on the scale of observation. So, therefore, what I said, the observed reality, whatever we are observing, is dependent on the observer. So, Srimad Bhagavatam describes the universe in a certain way. And the Srimad Bhagavatam's description is a completely different scale of observation. The scientists cannot fathom it. And unfortunately, the scientists observe Srimad Bhagavatam also from their own scale of observation. So, their inability to appreciate the Srimad Bhagavatam point of view is not surprising for devotees. Like I remember, you know, there is always this debate I had, doubt I had. Oh, Prabhupada said man did not go to the moon. But scientists say man went to the moon and it is very embarrassing. How do you talk to a person? So then Shadbhuj Prabhu gave a very nice explanation once. It satisfied my doubt completely. He said, yes, Prabhupada is also right, the scientists are also right. Because scientists have gone to the moon, what they define as moon, they have gone there. And the scriptures define moon in a certain way. And Prabhupada is right, nobody can go there through material means. Like, you know, we have Santa Cruz here, near Andheri station. And there, if you go to Mexico, there is also Santa Cruz there. So if somebody from Mumbai, he goes to Santa Cruz, takes photos, eats Bhelpuri, eats all the Chowpatty beach, there he goes. And then he puts it on his Facebook page and says, this is Santa Cruz. So the Mexican guy will say, this is bogus, this is not Santa Cruz. So who is right? So the Mexican will go to his Santa Cruz, the Mumbai wala will go to his Santa Cruz. Similarly, scientists will go to his moon and Prabhupada will say that the devatas will go to their moon. So like that, so Srimad Bhagavatam, we see the world in a particular view. There is a particular purpose. The Bhagavatam has a purpose to take us all back to Krishna. So from that perspective, from that purpose, the cosmology is described. For more technical details, there are a lot of YouTube videos by Chaitanya Charan Prabhu on Srimad Bhagavatam and cosmology, and he explains in a very layman's language. So when I saw that, I understood something I did not understand, but I understood that scientists cannot figure out, it's a different reality, different dimension. So we have to have this faith and understand that Varadev is lifting earth from the Garbhodha Koshan, and there are this Brahmanda, there are these planetary systems. So when Lord Varadev is lifting, that's a very nice pastime. He is lifting Mother Earth, he is getting Mother Earth back to the position. Now Varadev's consort is Mother Earth. But that time Hiranyaksha, because he is reaching for a fight, he starts giving all galis to Varadev. I mean, it's shocking. He calls Lord as a rascal. So, you know, when you read that, it's like, and he gives left, right, center, he gives gali. And Varadev, interestingly, doesn't do anything because he has a mission. He places Mother Earth will panic seeing Hiranyaksha. So Varadev has, you know, safely he keeps Mother Earth and he doesn't respond. And after that he responds. Like in movies also, you know, they will show the hero is with his girlfriend. So the mooligans will come and they will start flirting, they will pass comments. What will the hero do? He will not do anything immediately because, you know, he doesn't want his girlfriend to panic. So what he will do, he will take her to a safe place and then he will fight with the gundas. So like hero, the original hero is Varadev. So Varadev places his girlfriend, his consort nicely, and then he faces Hiranyaksha. And the Lord also gives back left, right, center. But very beautiful that it is very nicely mentioned that actually Lord felt little discouraged when Hiranyaksha was giving gali. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that Lord is a sentient person. He has feelings. In fact, Srila Prabhupada also, you know, he would be happy when devotees would say something encouraging. Pure devotee is never discouraged, but everybody likes to be encouraged. And nobody likes to be discouraged, right? Like, this is reminding me of one pastime, although not connected to the... But it's a nice pastime regarding this theme. Then Srila Prabhupada in 1977, you know, in May, his health was very bad, so he was in Bombay. So then he was taken to governor of Madras, told him he should go to Haridwar, Rishikesh, there is nice weather there. So he went there, and there one day, his health suddenly deteriorated. And there was a cyclone in Haridwar, Rishikesh. So then Prabhupada said, I think I'm leaving my body now. So take me to Vrindavan. So from Haridwar, Rishikesh, they drove to Vrindavan. And when Prabhupada came to Vrindavan, the news spread that Srila Prabhupada, this is May 1977, just few months before Srila Prabhupada actually left this world. So the whole temple hall was packed. So Prabhupada, just imagine this, Srila Prabhupada enters the temple hall and all devotees are like, oh, Srila Prabhupada has come to leave his body. That was the... You know how news spreads, even during those days, without internet, the news spread that Srila Prabhupada is leaving the world. So the temple hall was packed and Srila Prabhupada comes directly, sits on the Vyasasana and gives a very strong class. What is there to cry and lament? This body is a bundle of bones. Death is inevitable. Whatever has to be said is there in the books. death will one day come, like that, you know, heavy class. And devotee started crying because they have to understand the mood, the situation, the context. But devotee is already feeling very sad and they started crying. And then Prabhupada ended his class, thank you very much. And then Srila Prabhupada, he was very weak, so Tamal Krishna Maharaj and other devotees were carrying Srila Prabhupada to his house, we all know, behind the temple. So as soon as Srila Prabhupada entered his house, his bed is there. As soon as he went there, he just collapsed on Tamal Krishna Maharaj's arms. And he said, Tamal, just encourage me. And then Tamal Krishna Maharaj started saying, Srila Prabhupada, you are deliverer of the fallen souls. You have written so many books. You are like this. So he started glorifying for 10 minutes. And then after that, Prabhupada said, thank you, Tamal, thank you. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj took that as a hint and every day he would arrange devotees to come and either appreciate, glorify Srila Prabhupada or speak about book distribution. Srila Prabhupada would feel very encouraged. Like once, one man was criticizing Srila Prabhupada about his back to Godhead. You know, you have not done this, you have not done that. And at one point of time, Srila Prabhupada cut him. He said, why do you discourage me? Srila Prabhupada said that. So even Varadev felt discouraged. So anyway, he places Mother Earth. Then he looks at Hiranyaksha and then they have a massive fight, which is beautifully described in the third canto. So in the middle of the fight, the Lord, they both have gada, mace. So Hiranyaksha is so powerful that Lord Varade's gada falls off and he has nothing in his hand. So Hiranyaksha, he could have attacked the Lord, but he waits. He is very chivalrous. He says, okay, get your mace. So Lord Varadev acknowledges Hiranyaksha's spirit. But Brahmaji gets a lot of anxiety, you know. He says, no, there is no time for time pass, my dear Lord, you kill him. Because Brahmaji is in a lot of anxiety. Because his hour will come, evening time, then the Rakshasas get more power. So, you know, Brahmaji is telling the Lord, hey, this is not some tennis match where you lose your racket and then you give another racket to the player. he is going to kill you know, you have to kill him fast. So then Hiranyaksha throws, Hiranyaksha's gada also falls off. So Lord takes up his chakra. So then he throws Trishul at the Lord. The Lord cuts off his Trishul. So then finally they both are without weapons. So Hiranyaksha punches Varadev's body, his chest with his arms, fist. Very hard. But Shukadeva Goswami says, it is like, you know, throw a beautiful rose garland on an elephant. What will happen to the elephant? Nothing will happen. But then, Lord tried to crush Hiranyaksha in his embrace. But Hiranyaksha had mystical power. You would suddenly go up into the air, you would disappear. So like that. So he was playing hide and seek. He couldn't come in Lord's grasp. And later on during the fight, Hiranyaksha also tried to crush the Lord in his embrace. And the Lord also paid him with the same coin. The Lord also disappeared. So he couldn't catch. So finally this was going on and much to Brahmaji's relief, the Lord ended it was like an anticlimax. After such a ferocious fight, the Lord simply touched the root of his ear and Hiranyaksha fell dead. Varadev Bhagavan ki jai. So, such a sweet pastime, so transcendental. So, like this, we can discuss. So, we have discussed the philosophy and the pastimes of Varadev. And now, the main point, which is there in today's purport, about Prabhupada writing that the purpose of this Lord's incarnation as Varadev is to remove the earth from a filthy place, and thus we also, we are suffering, and the Lord is showing through his compassion how he lifts us up from a very degraded state of consciousness. And this is very beautifully exemplified by in Navadvip, you know, in Satya Yuga, there was one Brahman called Vasudev. He was a sincere devotee of Varadev. He used to every day do lot of worship of Varadev. So Varadev had appeared and given him full blessings and told him that, I will come in Kali Yuga in golden complexion as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and I will deliver all the conditioned souls. So the job I did as Varadev, I will do as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. So that place is Koladvip. And there is Varadev's deity and temple there. So this is the compassion of the Lord. The Lord comes to this material world to deliver all of us through his pastimes, through his books, through the holy name, through prasadam, through association of devotees. He picks us up from a very degraded state. Like in Satya Yuga, evil and good were in different planets. That's why Hiranyaksha could, go and throw Mother Earth, and Lord Varadeva had to come. So good and evil were residing in different planets. In Treta Yuga, they were on the same planet, but India and Sri Lanka, like different countries, Lord Ram and Ravan. In Dwapar Yuga, same country, same family, like Pandavas and Kauravas. In Kali Yuga, within the same person, there is lot of contamination, lot of muck. Therefore, Gopinath, kemone shodibe more. So, how will the Lord purify us? The Lord is very merciful. And we have to take hope that Lord is so kind that He is coming to our heart which is full of muck, dirt. When we sing this bhajan of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Manasa deha geho jo kichu mor, arpilu tuva pade nanda kishor. So whenever we sing this bhajan, I get this thought that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur can offer because he's a pure devotee, but imagine we are supposed to pray like that. Krishna, I'm offering my mind and my body to you. But if you come to think of it, what is this body? A bag of stool, urine, pus, mucus, abominable. And what is our mind? Mind is filled with obnoxious thoughts. So, our surrender is, we are offering our aspiration, of course, and also this body, mind, we are offering to Krishna. And Krishna becomes grateful. That is one of his 64 qualities of Krishna, he is grateful. So imagine if somebody were to give me a gift like that, a dirty gift, which is stinking. I will twitch my face, I'll smirk, I'll scorn at him, I'll not be happy. But the Lord is happy that we are taking a step towards Him. So this is the Lord's most wonderful compassion on all of us. And how the Lord comes to the lowest regions, there are many examples. We'll discuss a few examples. Like there is one person, Akif Manaf, from the Islamic background, from a very fanatic Islamic country. His story is very amazing. As a young boy, in one day in his class, when the Maulvi was teaching, just for the sake of it, he argued. He said, "Acha, God can be in stone also." So that Maulvi got very angry. He said, "Get out of the class. You are an apostate. You are talking bad. Get out." And he was a rebel. He got very angry that, there is no plausible answer. So he walked away. Not only walked away from that class, he left that country only and came to America. And just like it happens with many people who go to America, he got into bad association and, used to party heavy, drink and all of that. And one day he fell in that party and the people threw him out somewhere near the gutter. He was lying there. And just before sunrise in the morning, early morning, he just kind of came back to external consciousness and lying there in that sewage kind of place, dirty place, some light was falling, I think from the street light, some light was falling on something shining. So he saw that was a book and he opened it and he saw the line, "The Lord can even appear in a stone." And that was a Back to Godhead magazine. And he picked it up and he was stunned by that article which was explaining how the Lord can appear as Shaligram Shila, stone. So that was a question which had propelled him to leave his town and come here and all the drama happened in his life. And then he saw the address in his local place where the temple was. So he found the address and he ran, and that was Mangalarti time. Just Mangalarti was about to start. So he came to the temple and he saw devotees running for Mangalarti. He said, wait. So he saw a challenging mood. So the devotee said, "Who is this new man? He's little smelling." So they asked him, "Who are you? What do you want?" So he said, "Can God there be in stool also?" So they were, imagine you are going for Mangalarti. Somebody catching you with this kind of question. So they were like upset. But then they knew this man is just sincere. So they said, "Why don't you come inside?" So he came inside, attended Mangalarti. And he saw the experience. That experience was overwhelming. And then slowly all his questions are answered. And he went on to become Airavat Das. And he has written so many books on Bhakti Yoga and Islam. And yes, in the Middle East, he is preaching so nicely and helping those scholars there, building bridges, helping them appreciate Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So, this is a very, very amazing example of how the Lord, like the Varadeva's function is happening now. The Lord is going to the lowest of regions and helping the conditioned souls come up. So, not only books, the Lord can come through holy names also. Like there is a story I read in Back to Godhead magazine many years ago of one young boy from Atlanta. His name was Chris Matthews. He got addicted to morphine and he was a drug addict even when he was a teenager. 14 years old, he was into heavy drugs. So by the time he was 19, he had committed so many crimes that he was put into prison. Very rigorous imprisonment. And at that time, ISKCON prison ministry, you know, they preach. And he came in touch with devotees. He started chanting in the prison. And he made an altar in his cell. And he became a devotee. And he writes in his journal, that article came in the Back to Godhead. He says, when I was outside enjoying drugs and freedom, free life, I was free. But now I realize when I'm in the prison, that when I was free outside, I was actually bound. And now I'm inside the prison, but I'm experiencing freedom because of the holy name. And seeing his remarkable behavior and change, the Department of Prison, they released him. And when they released him, he immediately went and he joined the temple. He became a devotee. And he became such a nice devotee that eventually he became ISKCON's prison minister. So from a prisoner to a prison minister, that was his journey. So from where, how Krishna reviving the conditioned souls. This is Krishna. This is the great movement in which we have got, you know, by causeless mercy an entrance. Because Krishna takes away everything. You know, there is a nice bhajan by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bilamangal Thakur. Dhanam cha manam cha tatendriyani pranam sharitva mama sarvameva palayase kutra druto dyachora tvam bhakti damna simaya niruddha. He says, Krishna, you have taken away everything from me. Dhanam cha manam cha, my capacity of the senses to enjoy, my respect, my wealth. Pranam sharitva mama sarvameva, everything you have taken. But where will you go away? Palayase kutra druto dyachora. Where will you, oh thief, where will you run away? You are a thief. You take away everything. You are chore number one. But I will stop you. Tvam bhakti dhamna simaya niruddha. With the rope of my bhakti, I will tightly bind you. You cannot go anywhere. And you may say, if Krishna can take away everything, Krishna can't release himself from this rope. No, the next verse he says, chinatsi ghoram yamapasha bandham vinatsi bhimam bhavapasha bandham chinatsi sarvasva samasta bandham naivatmana bhakta kritam tu bandham. Very beautiful verse. He says, this thief is so powerful, chinatsi ghoram yamapasha bandham, he can break the rope which Yamaraj ties. Vinatsi bhimam bhavapasha bandham, he can break the rope which the material energy is binding us with. Chinatsi sarvasva samasta bandham. This thief can break all the ropes of all material attachments, but naivatmana bhakta kritam tu bandham. But he cannot break the rope that a devotee uses to time. So Bilamangal Thakur, in this entire prayer, 8 verses are there. But the 7th verse he says, so now I have caught you, I have arrested you, O thief. So now I have to give you punishment, no? Thief has to get some punishment. So what punishment I will give you? So that is very beautiful. He says, manmana seta matarashi ghore kara gre dukha maya nibaddha labhasva he chora hare chiraya swachorya dosho chitameva dandam. Dandam, I will give you punishment. What? I will put you in where? Manmana se tamasa rashi ghore, in my mind and heart, which is tamasa rashi ghore, which is filled with abominable darkness and low class tamogun. That is where I will dump you there. I'll put you in that prison. And why? Because that prison is kara graye dukha maye nibaddha. That is a place of extreme dukha. So you are a prisoner now in my heart, and I will put you in that prison. Because I have arrested you after a long time. Labhasva he chaura hare chiraya. So now, swachaurya dosho uchitam dandam. I will give you appropriate punishment. So now you will be in that prison. And all, so generally a prisoner is put for what? 1 year, 2 year, 14 years, life imprisonment. But the last verse, he says, okay, how long will I put you in this jail? So that is a very nice verse. He says, Karagrahe vasasadarudaye madiye mad bhakti pashadrida bandana nischalosan Swam Krishna pralaya koti shatantarepi sarvasva chora rudaya nahi mochayami. He says, Karagrahe vasasada. Eternally I will put you in that prison. Rudaye madiye. In my heart, you will remain forever. And the second line is what? Karagrahe vasasada rudaye madiye. Rudaye madiye tvam bhakti dam. Nahi. Ma, madha, pasha dridabandhana nischalosan. With great determination, I'll keep you bound there. And first time in this prayer, he actually mentions the name of this thief. Swam Krishna He Pralayakut. Till now he was only mentioning this thief as chor, chor, chor. In entire bhajan he is calling him as chor. But now last line he says, Swam Krishna He Pralayakoti Shatantarepi. For crores and crores and crores of years you will be rotting in this prison. You have to stay here only. You can't get out of this prison. Because you are my savior. You know, like that, he is very beautifully, poetically saying. The point why I am saying this is that he is, the mood of a devotee is, Krishna, you have taken away everything, now you are my everything. And Krishna is so kind, he will come to our dirty heart. So Krishna comes. He comes to us through his books, through holy name, through deities, worship. And once our Srinadhi Prabhu was saying, giving Bhagavatam class, he was saying that how Krishna comes to our life even as Prasad. He was in Australia, some remote area. And there, he had taken some sandwiches in the morning. They were going from hike or something and that had got spoiled and he had nothing to eat. He was hungry, famished. It was a God-forsaken place. Some remote Western Australia, some town. Australia is much, much bigger than India. And suddenly, and then he said, I in my mind I was thinking, oh Lord Jagannath, in Jagannath Puri you are enjoying Chappan Bhog and here I have nothing to eat. And suddenly when they turned, he saw one big board, one house, and above that there was a big board saying Jagannath Restaurant, pure vegetarian. He was shocked, he went in, it was a devotee there. And it was Prasadam. And he was the only devotee in that entire city. So he was saying how Prabhupada has given us. See, I'll tell you why I remember this incident past time is because I also went to Australia twice. And once I went, I was in a very remote place in Perth. And I was going my morning walk in that gully, you know, left, right, suddenly. I'm from Udupi, a small place in South Karnataka. So when I turned, I suddenly saw in front of me Udupi Krishna's big photo on above a house. And it was written Udupi Krishna Restaurant, pure vegetarian restaurant. I was like, wow. So I thought, arey. Srinadhi Prabhu ke faath wa mere faath bhi aisa hua. So I went inside, there was a Chinese lady and they were serving vegetarian, but it was all sinful food, obviously. There was no prasad there. I didn't eat anything, obviously. And I was not happy. And then I realized what Srila Prabhupada gave us. You know, simply piety will not help us. We need Krishna. And by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, there are Krishna devotees all over the world. So Krishna comes as prasad, as holy name, as books, and through devotees also. Our Shivas Prabhu, you know, from Ghana, Nigeria, Ghana, he's preaching in Africa. Baldev Prabhu can tell more stories. But when he was here first time, I was his servant. I was servant serving him. I was in guest reception department that time. So he told the story that in 1996, Prabhupada's centennial, they were going everywhere carrying Prabhupada's DT from village to village in Ghana. Now, Ghana kidhar hai, India kidhar hai. And they were carrying Prabhupada's DT and then in the evening they got tired. So they asked some villagers there, you know, ki we have to go to the next village and we have to go through a forest. And, you know, can we get some facility? Because these devotees, there are many devotees there. So these villagers said, why don't you go a little inside the forest? After some time, after 2 hours of walking there, you will find one small village inside the forest and there is a school there. So there, you can go and meet the school ka headmaster, principal. He also stays there only. He will give you some school ka rooms. So they walked for 2 hours inside the, and it was dark at that time. So they knocked. So Prabhuji knocked on the door of that school headmaster and he was shocked. When the headmaster opened, he had tilak, kanti mala, dhoti kurta. And Shiva Prabhu said, "What? Who? Where? How? What are you? Who are you? From where are you?" So he said, "Hari Bol." And this Prabhuji, he said, his story was that, you know, he was typical African village, Ghana. He used to go on his some travel to Nigeria once, few years back. There he saw some Sankirtan, he purchased books, incense, he read. And then he again had to go to Nigeria. Then he didn't know in Ghana there are devotees. So he went to Nigeria again. So there again he met some devotees, he learned few things, he came back. And he did on his own, he practiced for 2 years. What he learned in one or two days, what he learned from devotees in Nigeria, for 2 years he practiced, made his whole family devotee, and they were chanting and dancing, and he hosted the devotees for 3 days. They were there. They got all the rooms to stay in the school. They did nice prasad. So Shivas Prabhu was saying, can you imagine how Prabhupada's mercy, how Krishna has entered the lives, what regions he has gone, where all he has gone. So like that, there are many stories like that. Unlimited stories are there. One last story I'll tell you. I remember Indradhanu Swami Maharaj came here. And he was giving a class. He spoke about one man called Pig Pen. Oh, Varadev, good pastime. I didn't think like that. So he was so dirty that people used to call him a pig. He was called as Pig Pen. He used to stink like a pig. He used to stay in the gutter, not take bath at all. But when Srila Prabhupada came to that temple in America, and devotees would avoid him, he came from somewhere and he fell at Prabhupada's feet and grabbed it. And devotees are like, chee, get out. They wanted to kick him out. Prabhupada said, no. So he kept holding Prabhupada's feet and he kept crying, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. He kept crying. Tears. So devotees thought, they were amazed by this mercy that Srila Prabhupada gave him. He was actually like a pig living in the gutters. And Prabhupada went there and picked him up. So devotees thought this is the end of the story, and they were shocked when Pig Pen came next day to the temple and he said, I want to join the temple. They said, Are Bapre, no, you got mercy, now you go. He said, no, Prabhupada. The only thing you would say is Prabhupada. So they were disgusted with him, but because he kept saying Prabhupada, and he wants to join. So then they went to Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada said, take him, and he joined. So then he was doing some service. And one day they were shocked when he told the devotees, I want to go and distribute books. They said, no, you can't distribute books. But Prabhupada, you keep saying the same thing. So they took him for book distribution and they told him to sit in the van. And just when we come, we'll give you the books and the money and you give us the books. But he was not the one to be stopped. He took the books and he would go to people and tell them, Prabhupada. And devotees thought he doesn't know how to talk. He's so uncivilized, doesn't have any social skills. But he was the top book distributor. So, Indradhanu Maharaj described this story in great detail. And it was very touching. Devotees are crying in that class. And next time when he came, after 1 year, and that time I was in guest reception departments, I was serving him. I said, Maharaj, last year when you came, you said this story. And, you know, Pig Pen. And you said, you ended by saying, he's a pakka devotee now, chanting 16 rounds at an altar at home. You know, so can I know who it is? So then he told me the name of that devotee. Then I corresponded with that devotee also. He's from Florida. For some time I was in touch with that devotee. So such a faith-giving pastime. So today, as we are reading this purport, we can pray. And that, you know, Krishna, please you dive into my heart and pick me up from this degraded consciousness. Like one of the Alvars in his beautiful bhajan poem, Sri Vaishnava Alvars glorifying Lord Ram, he says, you know, devotees have their favorite Lord. You know, some devotees say, my favorite Krishna is Krishna in Vrindavan. For some, favorite is Krishna in Mathura, Krishna in Dwarka. Similarly, for some devotees of Ram, Ram of Ayodhya is favorite, Ram of Chitrakoot is favorite. He says, my favorite is Ram in Lanka. Because Lanka, every other place, Lord Ram was invited. But Lanka is the only place where Lord Ram went uninvited. So he says that, my dear Lord, my heart is like Lanka, very dirty, very horrible, and my mind and senses don't invite you. But my hope is you go to Lanka where you are not invited to rescue Mother Sita. Similarly, come to my heart, pick me up, you know, recover the bhakti that I have lost. So therefore, this is our hope. So after saying all this, we need to end with some positive actionable also, because then okay, Krishna is great, Varadevi is great, they'll pick us up from our lower condition. But what we do, what can we do? Srila Prabhupada writes very clearly, one has to be sincere, serious and without ulterior motive. And with that sincerity, service attitude, if we take part in what we are doing now, hearing and chanting, everything will be taken care of.
Pravishtakarana randrena svanam bhava saroruham dhunoti shamalam krishnam salilasya yatasharat.
The Srimad Bhagavatam, what a beautiful hope-giving verse. Pravishtakarana randrena, Varadev entered, came out of the nostril of Brahma. But in our life, Lord will enter through the ear, all. Pravishtakarana randrena and svanam bhava saroruham. He will sit like this, comfortable in the heart. He will make a seat for himself in the heart of a devotee who hears about the Lord. And what will he do there sitting?
Dhunoti shamalam krishnam.
Dhunoti means in Hindi we say, no, dhona. So the Lord will sit in the heart and dhona. He is going to clean the heart.
Dhunoti shamalam krishna salilasya yata sharat.
And how he will clean, how the heart will become clean? Just like in the sharat season, all the dirty water from the lake is cleaned because the rain of the sharat season cleans it up. Just like if you have a glass with all dirty water. So then how do you remove that dirty water? You put it under a tap where fresh water is flowing and automatically in some time all the dirty will go away and only fresh water will remain. So just fill, let us fill ourselves with Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Our sadhana, our seva, our sambandha with Vaishnavas. Krishna, Krishna se bhar diya, then shamalam, all the dirty things will go away. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami very clearly says in the Bhagavatam, tasmadekena manasa Bhagavan satatam pati shrotavya kirtitavyascha dyeya pujyascha nityada. Four things with one pointed determination we have to do. This is our actionable take home message from this pastime. We have to do what? Shrotavya, kirtitavya, hearing, glorifying, and dyeya. Dyeya means remembering the Lord. We have to remember the Lord. When we are doing sadhana, our mind never remembers, goes here and there. We have to use our creativity to remember. Somehow we have to remember the Lord. Like one devotee was saying, whenever his mind wanders, he remembers the name, the letters of the holy name, and he is able to concentrate. Some people remember the lotus, some devotees remember the lotus feet of the Lord. So like that, everybody has their own unique way, creative way of somehow remembering Krishna. And pujyascha nityada, worship. Worship means serving devotees also. So, if we do this, then what will happen? Yasya smarana matrena janma samsara bandana. Simply by remembering Krishna, vimuchyate namastasmai vishnave prabhavishnave. If we simply remember Krishna, then all the entanglements of material world will go away. And we will be able to experience love of Krishna. And that's why, you know, Yamaraj has also said very clearly when Amdutas came to him and asked him that, you know, you are saying Ajamil should be spared, then who the hell should we get here to hellish planet? But that time Yamaraj says,
Jivana Vakti Bhagavat Gunanama Deham Chetaschana Smaratita Charanaravindam Krishnaya No Namatiya Shiraye Kadapi Tananayadvamasato Krita Vishnu Krityan.
He says that person, Jivana Vakti Bhagavat Gunanama Deham, one who doesn't never speaks about Krishna. And Chetas Chanas Maratita Charanaravindam, one whose mind has never remembered the lotus feet of Krishna. So you can imagine how important it is to take shelter of Krishna. Krishnaya no namati, one who has not offered obeisances to Krishna, tan anayan. Aise logon ko leke aao, Yamaraj is saying. So therefore, let us remember this in this mood, understand Srimad Bhagavatam that the Lord is merciful. He is willing to enter the darkest region of our dirty hearts and revive our lost consciousness, revive our bhakti. And when we do that, we will be able to relish Krishna consciousness and also go back home, back to Godhead after this lifetime. So both ways, we will gain in this life also and gain after this life also. So to conclude, we discussed three points. The philosophy of Varahadev, the tattva, how there are two types of Varahadev and we also discussed from the understanding cosmology from the Vedic point of view. And the pastime of Varadev, killing Hiranyaksha and reviving Mother Earth. And then the purpose of this pastime in our own lives, how the Lord comes as holy name, as books, as devotees, and through so many ways, Lord is reviving our consciousness and helping us come back to Him. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any questions or comments? Grantaraj, Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahapuran, Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande.